meeting on my own. We'll call this meeting to order. Welcome everybody to the Lottman Town Advisory Board meeting for March 13th. It's 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. And we are in the Clark County Regional Government Center in downtown Lottman. A few preliminary items. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more items. The board may remove an item or delay discussion on any item. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the agenda. All planning and zoning matters for this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commission, Zoning Commission, or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off all of your cell phones and similar devices. And if you have any continued private conversations, please take them out in the hallway. With 48 hours advance request, sign language interpreters or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made by calling 702-455-3530 or TDD 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll 386-6868. Support materials provided to the board for this meeting may be requested from the Lottman Town Manager's Office at 602-298-0828 and is available on the county website at www.clarkcountymd.gov. We will begin with the invocation by Reverend Bill Wesley, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Member Chris Henry. Would everybody please stand?
Lord, we seek your favor and your blessing on Lottman. Ask you to bless our police force, give them protection, wisdom, help them make the right decisions that they have to make in difficult situations that they have to deal with. Same with the fire department, please give them protection, give them the wisdom they need and the knowledge they need to do the things they need to do in their jobs. We ask that you help the teachers in Lottman to do a good job guiding our young people. They're our future. Ask them to give them a heart of love for the kids and the wisdom and knowledge they need to do the things they need to do in their really difficult jobs. Please bless the town manager's office and the LTAB members here that do all the decisions they make are right, good, fair, and just. In the name of Jesus, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Minutes of February 13th, the minutes of February February 27th, and the agenda for today. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5-0. Number 6, informational items. First up is receive a report from Lieutenant Jeff Hughes of the Metropolitan Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Commander of the Laughlin Substation, regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. This is for discussion only by the board.
Well, I have your report that I don't have anything exciting to talk about, so I will run over the numbers here for you guys. So for February, we had 349 calls for service, which was up about 16% compared to last year. But it's actually down from January 2018. We had 348 citations issued here in Laughlin. We had 4 DUIs, 7 battery domestic violence arrests, and plus 1 juvenile arrest. In total, we had 55 bookings for Laughlin. And then looking at our calls for service at our casinos, I just went through 133, which generates the most calls for service. So Riverside, Colorado Bell, followed by the Aquarius in third. And then looking at all the activity on Casino Drive, as well as miscellaneous, and it's mostly just property crimes arrests, warrants, drug arrests. So again, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing too exciting, thankfully. Any questions?
Would you care to comment about the River Run?
Sure. We are in the planning stages of the River Run. I'm happy to report that I got all the resources from Vegas that I need, and we're still trying to sort out where those resources will be, but we'll be adequately staffed and have some additional resources down here that will be available if we have a major event, that they will be able to respond just to those types of events.
Lieutenant, I just wanted to offer, if you're bringing, are you bringing mounted and canine?
Yes.
I do have, okay, I do have a 12,000 square foot facility here in town that if you'd like, we can make arrangements and you can utilize for, you know, resting the dogs and the canine and the horses if you need.
Okay, I appreciate that. Usually we only bring down a couple dogs, and they'll stay with their handlers in whatever hotel room we put them up with. And then the horses we usually see over at the VIP far enough away. And,
but if it's warm and they need a break, it's right on Casino Drive.
Perfect. I appreciate that. I'll agree. Anything else?
Me. Just the juvenile update.
Yeah, so you guys said about that last month, how we can track that, and really there's no perfect way, because we use a 400 code,
right,
when we respond to things. And we do have a code that's for juvenile disturbances, but the problem is if we go out to a juvenile disturbance and it happens to be something more significant, it gets updated to a more significant call. So there'd be no way to perfectly track that. And if we were to change that, we'd be changing that for the entire metro. So it wouldn't be an easy way to do that.
What about just the calls for service to the school?
To the school? Yeah.
Last year I got one for the following year of 16. Mm-hmm. So maybe just that one. So
yeah,
that's one.
Absolutely.
And typically I can usually ask that and she gives me whatever I need. Second thing is pit bull. Are we prepared for that?
Of course we're prepared.
Even though EDC's in Vegas?
Yeah, that was my concern too, is that EDC's that same weekend. But we're getting commitments from the officers now instead of waiting a couple weeks before like we would normally do. So we'll have enough officers out there and we'll have a whole contingent of resources needed.
Perfect. I wasn't worried. I was just like...
I thought you were going to ask me for tickets.
No. Maybe. I've seen them.
Anything else?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Number 2 is receive a report from Sergeant Raymond Hubs of the Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics the past month and other public safety concerns. And I see he has a new officer.
Good afternoon, Raymond Hubbs, Sergeant with the Actual HUBS. Well, first I'll start out with introducing Trooper Hillman. I've been promising you guys for like a year now with his progress and everything through the academy. So this is Trooper Hillman. He is out on his own now. And he has been for a little over a month.
Hi, my name is Trooper Hillman, HILLMAN. Yeah, I've been with Department of Public Safety for about a year now, on the road for about 5 months and about a month in Laughlin. So I'm really enjoying the transition from Vegas to a rural environment, and it's very nice to meet you all.
Okay, so I fulfilled that one, right? Okay, getting to our calls for service, unfortunately I already spoke with Stephanie, but I can't pull up any of the 2017 information to compare it to because we just did a realignment of our badge numbers. And when I went into the computer to pull up all the old stuff, I can't access it. So I don't know what they've done on the computer side of it, but I will work with the IT guys of seeing how I can capture that for next month. So all I have is actually last month's stats, which are very low because, like we said, we've been training, and we also had a trooper out for about 30 days last month. So our calls for service were 81 total calls for service. Our total traffic stops were 174. Citations issued was 125. We had a total of 6 crashes within the district. 2 of those were injuries. We arrested 8, 2 of those being for DUI, 4 for warrants. And our agency assists was 14. Also, as far as the river run, I'm going to be working on that project. Not next week, I'm in training, but the week after, we'll be putting the schedule together and all the operational plans for river run. I do know as of right now that I've already been approved for 2 different DUI units to come down, 5 troopers and a sergeant. This is on top of your normal law enforcement troopers, but 5 troopers and a sergeant to come down on Friday night, and another 5 troops and a sergeant on Saturday night for straight DUI enforcement for our joint forces and our DUI grants. So that I've already been told is approved. So we will have reinforcements down here. And with that being said, that is like twice the amount that we've had last year and the year before. So I kind of asked for a lot, hoping to get half, and it was approved. So I'm not going to say anything. So we got the extra help. And that's really all I got. If there's any questions.
I have one question.
Sure.
I probably should have asked this of Santa Cruz Metro, but in my last couple trips down on Casino Drive, I've seen an increased number of people on motorcycles that don't have a helmet. What exactly is the policy, and is it no tolerance, or is it up to the individual?
Are you talking on an everyday basis, or are you talking just for river run?
Well, I'm talking on an everyday, and does it change when you get to river run?
Okay, as far as I'm concerned with river run, there is no change. The everyday law says that if they're on a motorcycle, they're required to have eye protection and a helmet. That's everyday. But Arizona does not have a helmet.
Yeah, I know that.
And that's why a lot of them coming from Arizona, they don't know that they have to have it here. And as far as I'm concerned with River Run, that doesn't change unless there's any changes on the strip. Okay, so there's no changes on that. So anybody in the state of Nevada on a motorcycle is required to have a helmet. And I protect it if they do not have a windshield installed. There is a difference between a moped and a motorcycle. So
yeah, I know that. Yeah.
The mopeds are not required to have it, but the motorcycles are.
How about those other type of, I don't know what they call them, but they have 2 wheels in the back. What do they call them?
Trikes.
The trikes, yeah. If it is one wheel, is a power wheel, it is considered a motorcycle. And your three-wheeled vehicles are not required to
have a helmet. Okay, that was...
Really?
Yeah, correct.
That's what I thought, but I just wanted to clarify.
Thank you. Right. Any other questions?
Any other?
Station 76 running 54 calls, and this column
There's actually 120 calls. So that we, yeah, this does reflect the difference.
Thank you. And I forget what my other question was. Do you have any questions from the board?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Our IT expert, Doug, needs to fix some audio, so we're going to take a short break. It's now 1:50. For recess.
Okay, they're breaking.
Recess until we call.
Because we didn't know if she was going to show up or not. We don't know. We didn't know if she was showing up or not. That's what we were doing. If she likes it, we can keep it there.
No, honestly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here in Vegas, I think. You should be able to figure it out, though.
Did he forget to turn on the switch or something?
No, it's doing it on the county's broadcast too, not just ours.
Oh.
So something, that's what I'm saying, I think it's something coming between there and here.
So are people getting the visual but not the audio? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, pretty much. they're getting audio, but it's real distorted. So the video is okay, it's the audio that's really bad.
Well, it's not just ours. This could take a while.
I hope not.
Oh, we're pretty good. Yeah. We'll have another one.
Are they going to hire somebody?
Oh, it's too soon. We don't know about that. We're not.
Broadcast audio is messed up, and I can't fix it in a few minutes. I need time. So they're just not going to broadcast the meeting. Not going to broadcast the meeting.
We can't get on audio.
No, the audio's bad. I mean, it's so strange.
Yeah, I know, but when you say broadcast, that's visual.
No, this is fine here.
Yeah, I know that. But when you say broadcast, that's visual audio.
Yes.
You're saying we can't do audio.
But the audio is so bad, it's in the village.
It's very distorted.
It's very distorted. So I just went back to the county in the regular county channel. I mean, we're fine here, and I can record it. We can rebroadcast it. But for now, I can't do the live broadcast without.
And that's, who knows how long that
will fix any audio? I'm not sure. I'll do it after the meeting. Like, I really can't do it in the middle of the meeting.
Right. You have to be. We'll have to start. I guess we just won't be able to have that. We just won't have it.
Yeah, we just won't broadcast. I mean, we can rebroadcast it once I get it fixed. Right.
How can we rebroadcast something that's not?
Because, like, we record. And set it out again and turn it on.
Let's do that. We just won't be going live.
It's fine. We'll have a live. We're fine here. Just when it goes out to broadcast.
It's not. It's a county thing.
No,
I thought you said it was the county.
No, I said I switched it back to the county channel. So, well, it's still got issues. So it's a mixture of stuff, but it's really bad on this one.
It's not county?
The county one kind of makes a little bit of noise.
Yeah, I just listened to it. That's why I said it was, I thought it was coming from up there.
Well, I'm not sure. But I can tell you when I switch it to this one only, it's really bad.
Is it permanent? Is this a one-time thing, or is this going to happen?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I can't guarantee it. I'm going to try to fix it.
Okay.
That's what I do.
I guess I didn't know. Are we troubleshooting today or are we troubleshooting next time?
Yeah.
Same issue.
Yeah.
When we saw we rebroadcast. Like you said. So we can start. Okay, thanks, Doc.
Thank you. Sure.
Can everybody please get your friends back on air?
Technical difficulties involved the broadcast not being audible at all. And so Doug will be working on that. Next, we have a report from Greg Turner of the Clark County Water Reclamation District. He's not here. So the statistics for February 2018 on the sewer plant include treating 1.72 million gallons per day compared to 1.88 million gallons per day for February 2017. That's a decrease of 160,000 gallons per day. No service complaints, no water complaints. 37 call before you dig tickets for February 2018. And if you would like a copy of it, there's a nice graphics bar chart attached. Also unable to attend is Chauncey Chaudon. A little earlier, Chauncey was getting ready for Carson City. So his report shows that in February of 2018, the Big Bend Water District consumed 232 acre feet, and that brings the total for the year to 480 acre feet. And he started a little bar graph that should be out there. Number six is a report from Richard DeCart of the Clark County Parks and Recreation Department. Did Richard send anybody? I don't see him. Received a report from the Laughlin School section of the Clark County School District. I don't see anybody here from the school. Received a report from Tanya Brownworth of the Laughlin branch of the Las Vegas Clark County Library District. I don't see her there. And I don't have a copy of the report that's on the back. So please pick one up if you would. Number nine, receive a report from the Laughlin Economic Development Corporation regarding upcoming community and economic development events and activities. The representative is here.
Bob Holbert, representative of the OEC. It's been a busy month, as everybody, Bobby. Yes, first of all, I'd like to discuss the lagoon, and then I will discuss the status of the SID refund claims, then the casino drive, and then the status of the medical and operating facility. The lagoon, as you know, received this funding last month. It did not, my state bank was the successful bidder in final stages of negotiating the bond sale for the $3,400,000 project. We thereafter on March 6th received unanimous support from the Board of County Commissioners for both the provisional order of reform in both districts and for the, and at that time it was no protest, so none of the 13 property owners, only 17 of the properties running the project filed any protest. The next, the plans are 90% complete, that preliminarily the bid, the request for advertising bid package is on, will be on the streets on March 21st. The next deadline will be the negotiations from March 21st through April and begin of May with the county, and hopefully we will be on the May 15th agenda with the Board of County Commission to award the bid. At that time, you can probably expect, due to the limitations of being in the water construction from September 1st through December 31st, that from May 15th on, you can probably see the equipment start coming into town. It'll be very heavy duty equipment, they'll be mobilizing and everything in the months of June, July, and August for sure. Hopefully, you know, we're going to try to see if we can get them in early in August, but that's really up to the contractors in the county. We have some outstanding permits to obtain. I'm not so concerned about the state ones. Obviously, we had a, what was the name of this? Amber. Amber. We were looking for out there. The Ridgeway Rail, you know, survey yesterday, and they're out there again today. They didn't find any yesterday. And, thankful to any hunters that might want to take care of any Ridgeway Rail for us for the next 2 or 3 days. The amount of equipment that's going to be needed for this project is going to be rather staggering. All the property owners, after the selection of the contractor, every property owner will receive a personal interview and contract with every one of the property owners so they know exactly what to expect during the 12-month term. As you might expect, there'll be protections against the outside, the fish from the outside, the lagoon and in the river, away from the dredge areas. The front of the properties will be closed for the bulk of the 4 months, so there won't be any access to their river access to their properties from that September 1st to December 31st date. Like I said, we've come a long way on a very difficult and unusual project for the county. And again, I want to thank Mojave State Bank for showing their commitment to the community, as well as the county finance department and public works. The special improvement district refunds are going much better than expected, thanks to the board and to the local media. I got a call from the treasurer's office saying they had a stack that high of claim forms for money. So I'm not sure if that counts out of 1,572 recipients, but we're well on our way, and I think they have over half. And we only have 17 more days. Those claim forms have got to be in, submitted, and filed with the county in Las Vegas by April 30th, or the money's lost. That's statutory, so there's no waiver on that deadline. We'll be updating our distribution of merging all this so it gets smaller and smaller, so the community has less and less people to advise, and that will be on the LawfordEDC.com website and updated at each location, including at the town manager's office, since I received the first refund claimants list from the county. Casino Drive. Obviously, it's got the support from every one of the property owners along the entire Langley from Harris to Needles Highway, absent one property owner, which is the power plant owners, who would prefer it not take place right now, so they've taken no position on it, positive or against it. Everyone else is in favor of it, and considering that the plant amounts to approximately 38% of the project, their opposition alone wouldn't support the stop of the project. But it looks like it's approximately $24.6 million of hard money. In addition to that, there obviously is going to be financing costs, reserves, and soft costs. But the last we heard was we would probably not be using anything other than some more of the fuel tax funds, and I believe that was about $4.8 million in that budget. My thoughts are that if we should probably proceed on that and start pushing that sometime after the bidding and award of the contract on the lagoon. We're hearing from more than one source that we're working staff very difficult and pushing them very hard. So the medical complex, as we said already, is two potential players that are interested in developing a facility here. He says it's somewhat impacted by the fact that we're in the middle of a political season, which I can't figure why, but it is. I think everything's impacted by the political season. So I'd probably like to schedule to come back probably in the May meeting and give you an update on where we're at and where the legislation is and where our federal delegation is on assisting us with this. And now the new director of the governor's office on economic development is in place after taking over from Steve Hill. This is Paul Anderson. I think some of you, if anyone came down. I do want to let the community know we'll have a state lands conference here, legislative conference here in June. The director of Conservation Natural Resources wants to put on a very good show for all the state legislators that will be down here. I'll let everybody know when it's going to be. It's generally the host communities throw a luncheon as part of the conference, and I think the LADC can take that position and assist with the luncheon for the legislators. And we also will give them the one-seat tour of the community, and I think we'll have a lot to show them when they come in June. So we'll start arranging that. I think that's the end of my report. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Number 10 is receiving a report from Jackie Mazzeo of the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce regarding current and upcoming events for discussion only.
They got a messenger bag, free breakfast, free lunch, and a whole day in the park with some beautiful people. This year we put up another tree, and everybody got to honor the one that they loved by putting a ribbon on the tree with their name on it and the color of the camphor that they had or have, and then they got to go paint a rock for all their loved ones to go into the rock memorial, cancer rock memorial that we're working on. Dr. Paulson and I talked about it later last year, and we'll be working on that as soon as we can. It won't be permanent, it's just a rock memorial, but it'll be a place for people to go and remember their loved ones. This year, First Event is coming up as for River Run, and we'll be participating or performing the registration for River Run again this year. We're always asked by Dal Pond to perform the registration for those people who register for that event up at the Starview Room at the Riverside, and we'll be making sure that we participate and reduce expenses for that event for him. We have some confirmed dates for Chef's Food Fest is June 7th. So you want to make note of that. July 26th is the Freedom of Expression event, and we're not sure what medium it's going to be this year. We've thought about teaching people how to use their cell phones a little bit better by having technology people come in for Samsung and for Apple products and teach them how to use their cell phones, especially because we have a lot of retired people who really don't know what their cell phones will do, and maybe in this kind of environment they can sit around and have some hors d'oeuvres and talk a little more casually about learning about how to do their phones. And the CAA has been scheduled for October 27th. It is at the end of the month this year instead of the beginning of this month because we have Keith Urban coming the first weekend, which is normally the weekend we have CAA, and we didn't want to compete with Keith Urban. And Keith Urban is also going to be the same weekend as Girls Day Out. And that's probably a nice wild weekend for girls to get together and go to that event and then go to Keith Urban afterwards. We are about ready to fill the position that's been vacated in the chamber. Thank gosh. I have a few more interviews this week and we'll be making a decision and making an offer by Monday, but it'll probably still take 2 weeks to fill that. So if you've had any requests to office and they've been delayed, it's because of me. I'm trying to be too many people at once. And if you have any questions about the street delay that we have right in front of the Chamber of Commerce, it was supposed to be completed by next Monday, but because of the downpour we had over the weekend, the whole filled with water and the walls caved in, the dirt walls. So when we got there on Monday, it was a pretty big mess, and they had big pumping units out there trying to get the water and the mud and the rocks out just so they could get down and secure the side walls. That's all because one of the manholes was bad, and they figured there was a safety issue. When they put in our fiber optics, it became questionable on whether that manhole should stay the way it was, and they decided no. So we just happened to have rain on the day that they had the hole open. And we're sorry for that delay, but it'll be better afterwards. And the last thing is I want to congratulate Blockman on being the second most popular town in the state of Nevada to retire. So it was a big article. I don't know if you guys saw it. It's a beautiful write-up, and if you guys want a copy of it, just give me a call. My card is in your bag, and I'll send you a copy of that. So I want to congratulate you. Good job. Any questions?
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Receive a report from Will Douglas of the University of Nevada Reno Cooperative Extension Service regarding the status and programs of upcoming events. I got a text message with him that he had an emergency and wouldn't be able to attend. However, he did promise some kind of unknown exciting presentation in April. Receive a report from M.J. Smith of the Laughlin Tourism Commission. I don't see M.J. And next is announcements from board members of upcoming community neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Any of you? Received a report from Clark County Public Works regarding special improvements.
Conservation District 162A and B.
Before you start discussions, I'll know that I did send out the latest update, which was received by our office this morning, late this morning. So I think we put the most recent one on your, it was too late to put it in your books, but you have it on before you started the meeting. So basically you have two updates, one from 2 weeks ago.
Starting with Stephanie.
I don't know
security.
Microphone.
I've only been to one event there, and it's been a long time, so I'm not real familiar, but I do remember the passageways being very narrow. Is that what you're fixing along that gate or that fence that was there prior?
Because that's right. If I can approach the dais, I have a
I can see.
Stephanie, microphone.
It's on.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. So if you look at the overhead of the layout today, the fencing itself is pretty much right up against the seating. And so that additional space will allow for emergency service staging, as well as vastly improved pedestrian access. So people are going to be able to get in and out a lot safer, and the egress and ingress will be able to be controlled also when you need that for security. So I think it's going to be a big improvement.
Perfect. Thank you.
Gina?
I'm good.
Kathy?
Yes, Mr. Walker. I just simply because I sat on this board for quite some time, was involved in a casino drive enhancement process that we had. And in that time frame, and I've also been at Harris since 1994, so I'm there quite a bit. I noticed after we did the, Clark County did the casino drive enhancement, the hillside behind the amphitheater, now the runoff and drainage comes and erodes that entire side of the hill comes down almost every major rainfall. Will this be addressing that? Or, I mean, it would appear to me, and this is just because I've been at that property several times a week for 25 years, basically, is that when we did that, something changed on Casino Drive. And I know it's been an ongoing problem. Will that provide more access around the back portion of the stage? And would that be something that during this we want maybe Public Works to take a look at what happened, what changed when we did the Casino Drive enhancement, that now all the water runs down that hill and collapses almost every rainfall?
I'll give you the short answer, and then I will promise to get back to you because I'm not an engineer, don't play one on TV, but we'll definitely get with the property and get you that information as soon as possible. I do know that the plan with moving the east facing bleachers back into the parking area, the plan is to resurface that entire area. So I do hope that whatever improvements are made to the surface do help address some of those issues. But again, I'll get with the property and get your information.
Yeah, you would, because it definitely comes, and I see it every time I drive on the property. It definitely comes from Casino Drive and washes away that hillside behind the stage.
Bruce?
Yeah. Could you clarify? Could you go back to that prior picture? I have a question about that. Okay. When I'm looking at the stage here, inform me here because I'm not that. I've never attended it, but that stage is facing west, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that was my own question. I wasn't sure
how I got out of the park. For the record.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
How much parking will you take up with the extension?
We're going to lose about 50 seats with this, and we're still well overparked for the site as a whole.
Any other discussion among the board? Anyone like to make a motion?
I'll go ahead and make a motion. That we approve DR 180144 Harris Laughlin LLC for a design review and expansion of the outdoor amphitheater with staff conditions.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any more discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
previous zoning, planning zoning matters. Number one, ZC 180088, Richmond Family Trust, zone change to reclassify 7/10 of an acre from RU rural open land to C commercial, plus waivers of development standards to eliminate screen wall to a less intensive use, increase retaining wall height, and allow vertical metal siding. Design is used for the following: a proposed mini warehouse building. Development in conjunction with an existing mini warehouse facility of 4.4 acres in a C2 commercial zone, generally located on the west side of the Needles Highway, 200 feet south of Bruce Woodbury Drive, within Laughlin. Description on the file. This went to the Board of County Commissioners on March the 21st, which was after our deadline time for posting our agenda, so we have no report on final action at this time. It should be on next month's agenda. Number Roman numeral 8, general business. There is none. Roman numeral 9, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend a lengthy presentation, this will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. Yes, ma'am.
Kathleen Whitehead, WHITEHEAD, 2242 Highlands Lane. Just wanted to say that Saturday at the library, the police department, Sergeant Briscoe, and the library are putting on a situational awareness safety talk. And what they're going to talk about, and it's open for everybody, it's going to be on Sunday afternoon from 2 until 3:30. He's going to talk about things that we need to be aware of around us, like things as simple as your phones, like you were saying. You know, what should you do? Watch out for phone scams. What should you look at around your house to make yourself aware of what's going on, especially with the river run and the river thing, provide coming up and stuff. What to watch out for? Where should you park your car? When you get in your car, lock your car. A lot of people don't do that. So it's going to be a good situational awareness safety talk. And the reason this got started was a person, a friend of mine, was being harassed by someone, and her first comment to me was, should I buy a gun? Where can I get a gun? Where can I get? So I said, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you need to be aware of your surroundings and stuff. So we got this together. It's going to be really good. He's going to also have a question and answer period at the end of it. So that's this Sunday, March 18th at 2 p.m. Libraries doing it. Also, the American Legion on March 17th, this Saturday, is doing a big St. Patrick's Day thing in the afternoon. I think it's 1 until whatever. Okay, so it should be a lot of fun. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Another question, Tom. This is public comment, no question.
Anybody else?
Bob Wolverine. Would you, as I said to the board members, the county's embarked on a $150 billion park and recreation budget plan, so I would really like to see if there's some way that Laughlin can have a say at that table with respect to the allocation of the park budget and the planning for where that $150 million is going to be going. As you know, every home, new home that's built, there's a fee, I believe it's $500 to $700 based upon the size of it, that goes to the county park fund. And I think Laughlin should definitely have their head in the door and their nose under the tent and get our share of it. So appreciate the board looking into that and keeping us represented in that regard. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Hunter, 3550 Bay Sands Drive, number 1090, Laughlin, Nevada. I am field registrar with the election department and I have a schedule out for various different places within the township, and those have not been doing anywhere near what I was doing when I was just at the library. So this is the fastest way to get the word out. I'm going back to the library, and I will be there. I have not set my schedule, but I will have it posted in the front of the library, and it'll be more regular. Thank you.
Give me that schedule since you have it.
I certainly will.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Anybody else?
Kathy Oaks, 3665 South Main Circle in Longwood. I just wanted to let you know we had tried, maybe like 2 years ago, but again, just a few weeks I placed an explosives dog and patrol dog with the tribal police that will, again, be through mutual aid accessible to Laughlin. It's been an absence that we've had for some time, more than 7 years from Metro, and they cross-utilized Bullhead in the past, but this one will be out with the tribal police. So it's a working patrol dog and explosives. They're attending school in Albuquerque. This was already a certified working dog that I trained, and they're attending school in the 23rd of March, and they should be certified and ready to go just before Harvey.
Thank you. Anybody else? I have a call. Our next meeting, general meeting, unless there's a special planning and zoning meeting, will be, that must be a planning and zoning meeting, because it's March 27th.
Yeah, we have one.
Steve want in on something.
Can we have it?
And that will be at 1:30 p.m. here at the